You notice we had a perfect Haftarah yesterday. Avadia is, we read a whole one of the Treyota, only one Perek. Because I don't want your life to be through the whole Tanakh. No, that exists. But it happens to be that Avadia one Perek, and it has 21 pages, exactly the right amount for Haftarah. The Mafta should not start the Mafta till after the girdle finishes the Gleel of the Sefer Torah. Why? Because everybody's supposed to be listening to the Haftarah, even the one who's rolling the Sefer Torah, the girdle. So the Mele should be finished with that. The Kafa Kleber, that you push off the whole people from hearing the Haftarah for one person to listen, so you should also be one of those one people. They should pay attention to the Haftarah. The Shabbos, if we have more than one Sefer Torah, you always read Haftarah, which is connected to the last thing that we're submitting to. And make the Kiyom HaLarachim after the Kriya Satoira. Everybody going to his Midik, some to his Shachas, and Midikas, and also Garu. But the right place to do it is before Ashrei, right after Kriya Satoira. Right? Because after Ashrei, you shouldn't say anything, but the Kaddish that you say is going back on the Ashrei. And if you point to the Ramah. Therefore, you should not have any hefsek between the Ashrei and the Kaddish. That's why over here when I speak, I'm speaking for Ashrei. Some places speak after Ashrei, that's different Yishuvim. The Pashtun position should be for Ashrei. The reason why some places don't speak before Ashrei is because they don't want to speak when the Sefer Torah is still out. So I try to speak things that are covered for the Sefer Torah also. So if I'm not saying enough jokes, you know why.